home, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you again, once again, for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. And, of course, you all know my brother, Howard Wooldridge, the man who is the first man in the 21st century to ride a horse coast to coast across America. And I invite you to go to his website, www.leap.cc. That's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And right now, Howard's out there in Washington, D.C. at a soiree and trying to really bring some common sense, some rational action, some reasoned thought to the crisis of the war on drugs, which for 35 years has spent almost $1 trillion and done absolutely nothing to get the drugs off of our streets and out of the hands of our teenagers and our grade schoolers, and the kind of drugs that are being dispersed, about $128 billion a year, and those drugs go to all 50 states and across Canada, and they are mind-altering and they're life-shattering, and they do all the things that they do. And my brother Howard, as you've heard him many times in the past, has a different way of looking at the war on drugs. In fact, he wants to get rid of the war on drugs, and I hope you join him and his website. And if you can and you'd like to, ask for his weekly Letter on the Hill from Howard. That's Howard on the Hill, and he gives an idea of what goes on up there, whether it's John McCain or Chris Cannon or any and all of the reps and any and all of the senators. It's quite a humorous letter. Gives you an idea how we are misrepresented by those senators and House of Reps on the Hill and the kinds of things that they do. And, of course, his entire appreciation for this situation is that we must legalize and regulate all those drugs to stop the war on drugs. And that really is the best way to do it. And many people sit around and they wonder what's going on here, but it's very successful over in Europe and elsewhere across the nations of the planet who use a little more rationed and reasonable way of approaching drugs, because humans have always used every kind of drug, whether it's peyote, whether it's psilocybin mushroom, whether it's marijuana, you name it. Get drunk, booze, alcohol, hard liquor. We are a species that likes to get totally out of our minds, and so why not stop prohibition against drugs and just let people get regulated and let them have safe situations? So go to leap.cc. Also, before we get to our guest tonight, who is going to be, I think, an interesting guest for you, make sure you go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, for the 26-point action plan. Go to www.numbersusa.com to become part of this armada of, I think, somewhere around 550,000 Americans right now. And also alipac.us, fairus.org. Pro English, that's pro, P-R-O-E-N-G-L-I-S-H, proenglish.org. For those of you who want to make sure that becomes and remains our national language, and certainly go to firecoalition.com, wehirealiens.com, and get your pencil and paper out tonight, because we have an interesting guest that's going to make a contribution here that is going to give you new ideas on what we face as a nation. And, of course, you all know I support Ron Paul. And he is making some big headway. I haven't seen the news tonight. I was way too busy taking care of some other work today. And you just heard an advertisement for newswithviews.com. I write and have written for newswithviews.com for almost 5 years now. And you'll see my next added 100 million Americans, the series, 36 chapters worth there on News with Views, showing you the consequences of adding 100 million people to this country in the next 32 years by 2040, and of course 70 million of those will be immigrants from third world countries if we continue on this path. And as you know, if we allow John McCain or Hillary or Obama to gain the presidency, that's where we're going to end up, because they're pro-open borders and pro-amnesty. We need to talk Ron Paul. Talk to you in just a bit after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Gentlemen, I just always appreciate you joining us here and having a good time with us for an hour. And I really hope that everyone learns something each week and then takes that something, that connecting the dots and empowering yourself and your friends. And I've had about 20 emails from my latest column on newswithviews.com, rinse.com, mortyscabin.com, Patriotunion.org, and many other websites, Federal Observer, and that was, of course, from on Monday, and it was called State of the Union, What Bush Didn't Tell Us. And I really cut quick. I really cut into the harsh reality of what George Bush has and hasn't been doing for the last 7 years. And I tell the truth because I've seen the truth. I know what's going on out there. I've seen it across this nation. I've traveled through 48 states in the last 2 years with the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. And by the way, go ahead and go to the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us, and about anywhere from 600 to 1,000 people visit that place every month now. And we're going to leave it for the rest of this year. And you can see what great patriotism and great stories we did the summer of 2006 as we visited all 48 states Of course, and I still remember the fantastic evening with Bob and Kay right there in Delaware when we sat around the table and enjoyed a grand feast. And I mean to tell you, that was part and parcel of what it is to be an American citizen. We're all neighbors. And to share and sit around that table with Bob and Kay, and of course I've shared with them many, many times since then. We enjoyed dinner in Washington, D.C. last fall with my brother Howard, who just got hitched to Karen. And it just shows you that we, with perseverance, as American citizens, are going to pull through this thing. And I hope that each and every one of you know right now that I don't care who's winning those caucuses. If Ron Paul doesn't win this thing, then we've really lost the Constitution to even greater demise with the other Obama candidates, certainly Hillary the candidate, and unfortunately the pseudo-conservative who was stuck in a jail cell in Mekong Delta back in 65 through 69, I believe, or 70, and that is John McCain. I think he lost his marbles in that thing because he's been pretty much a do-nothing senator. He signed the 1986 amnesty and gave 4,000 illegals a deal, and then now in 2007 he signed the amnesty 1639 SB Act to give him amnesty again, and does nothing to stop. And in fact, he's getting voted down in his own state of Arizona. But to show you the dissatisfaction, tonight's guest is I'm going to have you appreciate him. He's 73 years old. And he is a patriot, and his website, if you'd like to go to it, is www.erichoru.com. I believe that's the correct website. And I want to welcome to the show. It's going to be interesting to have him on the show tonight because we're going to go over some talking points. But, Eric, thank you for being on the show, and welcome to Connecting the Dots.
Well, it's my pleasure, Frosty.
Well, you know, I've got some great information from you here, and of course, you really, what I want you to do is just give the readers across America tonight an overview of what you stand for, what you're doing, what you're attempting to doing, and why, and what they can expect when they go to your website.
Well, my primary problem that I have found in our country, particularly among patriots, is the failure to adhere to or even consider fundamental basics. For example, this is not America. There's no country on the planet named America. This is the United States of America. There's no such thing as American citizens. When anybody calls himself an American citizen, they're denying what possible political clout they would have as United States citizens. Mm-hmm. When we go into court and when we use these kind of terms in our day-to-day conversation, which really doesn't make much difference, but when we get in the habit of doing that and we go into court or we get into a legal confrontation and we then continue to use them, the government can ignore us because if you say that you're an American citizen, well, then where's your country? What are you doing here? This is a technical point, but let me tell you, technical points is where you win and lose.
Well, there's no question you win and lose technical points in a court of law, and I really appreciate that you're bringing this particular articulation or the nuance that most people don't understand up here under the radio and across the country.
Well, it's like you also stated something about you had seen something across this nation. It's not a nation. It's a federation. We don't have a national government. We have a federal government. Every time we call this a nation, we're denying the sovereignty of the 50 sovereign independent states that comprise this federation. If you go through the Constitution, you will find that the term United States is in there, I think, 43 times. Mm-hmm. The United States of America is in there twice. The word Union, I believe, is 5 times. The word nation is in there 0. It's not a nation.
It's a republic.
Well, actually,
of federated states, correct?
Actually, it's not a republic. If you go to that section of the Constitution, Article 10, I think it is somewhere, the exact wording is that the federal government guarantees to the states a government republican in form, a union to the union, guarantees to the states of the union a government republican in form.
Okay.
When something is republican in form, then it's not a republic. It looks like a republic, but it's not a republic. It's like if you went to the women's clothing department of a department store, and they have plastic mannequins there of a full-figure woman. If you're standing, you know, 100 feet away, it looks like a real live woman, feminine in form, but in no way is it really feminine. Looks like one, but it's not.
Understood.
China, the People's Republic of Communist China, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, the Cuban Republic, and there's about 50 or more other countries on the planet, totalitarian dictatorships, where the word republic is in the name of their country.
Right.
So what they all have in common is they have two political classes. One class makes the rules, the other class follows the rules.
Correct.
In China and Cuba and North Korea and all of the rest of them, pretty much, those who make the rules are always the same group of people, and those who follow the rules are always the same slaves.
Correct.
In the United States, we have those who make the rules and those who follow the rules, so it looks like a republic, republican in form. But here, those who make the rules are selected by those who follow the rules from among themselves. And those who follow the rules move themselves up regularly to be those who make the rules. So it's republican in form, not a republic.
Okay, now I appreciate that very much, and at the same time, I would add that you do have obviously a fairer chance, or you have an open chance to participate. The same thing happened down with the Incas, and I traveled throughout South America a great deal, and the Incas had a very republican form of government, in so much that even conquered peoples could actually become part of the Inca a governmental and operational network and actually move up. And so even though if we're not a true republican form of government, simple citizens can start to move into and actually gain great chairs such as the Senate. Certainly they can get to be senators or House of Representatives or city council members. So there is a great latitude here and a longitudinal ability to gain some kind of influence in this form of government.
Well, as it's set forth right in the Article 1 of the Constitution, a common ordinary citizen could become president.
Right.
All you got to be is 35 years old, and I think it's 13 years a citizen of the United States.
So you've got to be born here.
And be born here to be president, yes.
Right.
So that's, it's very, very clear that we have republican in form. In the section of the Constitution where that's set forth, as I mentioned a moment ago, it says, guarantees to the states of this union a government republican in form. So it's saying it's a union. Why didn't it say to the states of this republic a government republican in form? It might seem to be redundant, but they didn't put it that way. And when they say republican in form, they're telling you that it's not a republic. It just looks like one. Pay attention, people. The words are so critically important.
Well, they very much so are. In fact, I received an email today that said the worst mistake of our founding fathers was that they didn't put a 15-year term limit on all of the public servants, such as the senators and such as the House of Reps.
I don't disagree that that would have been a good idea, but I think that the worst mistake in the Constitution, there were two of them. One of them is giving the government the authority to lay a tax, and the other one was slavery. Well, they kind of corrected slavery by freeing the black slaves, and in the 14th Amendment, they proceeded to make everybody a slave. So I don't know what we accomplished with that.
Well, a willing slave, at least.
Well, yeah, but the 14th Amendment is greatly misunderstood. The 13th and 14th Amendments were written by the exact same legislators in 1864.
Right, we're going to have to come back with that, Eric. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Eric from, www.ericwh.com. KORU.com. We'll be right back after these comments from our commercial sponsors.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again. I want you to go to this website, www.ericwhoaru.com. Eric, who are you? Essentially, and you can get copies of the DVD on the solution of what we face, and or you can go to Eric, who are you, WHORU, at P.O. Box. And I know you've all got your pencils and papers out, or pen and ink, and or your computer. And that's P.O. Box 413, Yellville, Y-E-L-L-V-I-L-L-E, Yellville, Arkansas, 72687. That's 72687. Again, Eric, who are you, at P.O. Box 413, Yellville, Arkansas, 72687. Or make sure you go to Eric, who are you, that's WHORU.com, to make contact and you can buy these videos, 5 for $7 or 10 for $14, to educate yourself on what we're talking tonight. And we're talking about the fact that the United States isn't quite a republic, even though Ben Franklin said that's what we gave us, that he gave us. And so what are the fundamental basics of what kind of government we are, and why are those fundamental basics important? What is freedom? Eric, bring some more of that information to the listeners out there, and let's take them on a ride and educate them and get them interested in what we're trying to do here.
Well, Frosty, fundamental basics is a term that needs to be understood at the outset, because there's a lot of people that think that the Constitution of the United States is a fundamental basic law, but the fundamental basic law is natural law. The government, the most fundamental basic along those lines, is government does not exist in nature.
Correct. I mean, it's an aberrant situation, actually.
Well, I don't know if it's aberrant. It's an artificial creation. I used to say all the time that it was fictional, but I don't say that anymore because I came to a realization that it's not fictional. It was a big mistake to characterize it as fictional, but it is definitely artificial.
Well, you can see the same thing about religion, too. I mean, religion is extraordinarily artificial.
Well, that's true, but that's a whole other show somewhere else.
Yeah, and I could get myself in all sorts of trouble. Okay, so government is artificial.
What's important is to understand is that on July 4th, 1776,
correct,
King George and all of his redcoats were driven out by the former subjects of King George.
Correct.
Prior to July 3rd, every bit of government authority that existed in the 13 colonies came from the authority of King George.
Right, he was entrenched.
When King George was kicked out, all of the government authority ceased to exist. Everybody became politically equal. All of those who were formerly aristocrats became the same as commoners. All of those who were formerly commoners became the same as aristocrats.
Right,
there was nobody who had any more political authority than anybody else. It's very important to understand this. And the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, appointed by George Washington, was John Jay. And in a case called Chisholm versus Georgia, John Jay wrote on about the second page that upon the Revolution, the former subjects became joint tenants in the sovereignty. Now, that's not that doesn't have anything to do with the decision of the case. It was merely his what's called dicta, where he set forth his reasoning as to why he decided the way that he did on that case. But the purpose of him putting that in there, I'm convinced, was to let everybody know who knows how to read what I said previously, that on July 4th, everybody became politically equal. Sovereign. That's what John Jay said. They were joint tenants in the sovereignty. That means that every one of those former British subjects had the same political authority after they drove the king out as did the king. There was nobody here who could tell any of them what to do. It's important to understand this. It's a fundamental basic.
And I understand that. Everybody got equal very quickly.
But what's important to understand, Frosty, is that nobody had any authority politically to tell anybody else what to do. That's what's
right.
Important there.
Okay.
But so then when George Washington and his buddies decided to create the Constitution, and I'm bypassing the Articles of Confederation because we don't have that much time.
Right.
When they decided to create the Constitution, those who decided to participate in that had every right to do that. But they didn't have any right whatsoever to command any who chose to opt out to be subservient to what they created. This is so critical to understand, and it's very, very clear when you have that in mind, when you read the preamble to the Constitution, where the opening words are, "We the people." Those words are what is known as a term of art. The way the words "we the people" are used in the preamble establishes that is a political class of George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and all the former aristocrats.
All the rest of them. Okay, we're going to come right back to this line of thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back with Eric on this really interesting conversation. see you on the flip side of these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us, and we're having an interesting conversation here with Eric, and I want to say that before we get back into it, I want you to go to republicbroadcasting.org if you're new to this station or new to listening to Republic Broadcasting, because there's where you can really find out who the new stations are, and you can know where it's online or whether it's offline or whether it's broadcast, and you can also go to all the hosts mentioned on RBN, and it has a chat room. It's got the homepage for all listeners to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. And again, I want to just really invite you to listen to and or read newswithviews.com. I've been writing for them twice weekly for the last four, almost 5 years. And hopefully, those of you who are my readers out there, always go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and get the power in your hands. I mean, we got to make sure that we don't keep getting sold down the river. We got a population crisis. We got an immigration crisis, both legal and illegal. We've got a cultural crisis, and we've got a linguistic crisis. We got a crime crisis, a disease crisis, every kind of crisis you can imagine coming out of this massive, unrelenting, unending population load. And we also have a constitutional crisis. We've got a president right now who's in violation of his oath of office, who's really committed so many acts of treason that he should be impeached. And yet he just keeps going and right along, and we have to put up with this. Plus, our kids are getting killed over there in Iraq and Afghanistan for an endless war. But going back to Eric, and how about the fact is we're looking at a country that's not quite free. It's not quite a republic. If you could continue along this thing, what is personal sovereignty and what is freedom? And a person cannot be born into an artificial entity. Where does that put us, Eric, and give us more information?
Where I left off before the break, Frosty, was talking about the term of art, people of the United States, as set forth in the preamble to the Constitution. To condense the preamble down to the real meat of it, the words are, we the people of the United States, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. Now, we the people, for ourselves and our posterity. Those are exclusionary and limiting words. They only applied to the bloodline of those who were present at the time of the revolution against King George. They were all the people of the United States, who ourselves and our posterity. When we say our posterity, that means our bloodline descendants and nobody else. Did not include citizens of the United States. If you go to the first article of the Constitution, it sets forth the requirements for a citizen of the United States to hold public office. That does not apply to the people of the United States, only to citizens. When the Constitution was originally written, without the Ten Amendments, without the Bill of Rights, when that document was presented to the population of the 13 colonies, it was overwhelmingly rejected. They didn't like it at all because there was no protection in there for individual rights. So the population of the 13 free states presented about 30 amendments that they wanted to be made to the Constitution. Those amendments came from the various 13 states, and so some of them were duplicative. But when they were presented to George Washington and his Virginia aristocrat buddies, they changed the wording drastically, and you'll find in the First Amendment the word people, the Second Amendment the word people, the Fourth Amendment the word people, and the Ninth and Tenth Amendment the word people. No place do you find the word citizen, no place do you find anything to indicate ordinary individual men and women are beneficial of any of those rights. The First Amendment starts out, the Congress shall make no law to restrain freedom of religion, freedom of press, or freedom of speech. But the people's right to redress shall not be infringed. Why is it broken into two parts? Because the first three apply to everyone. The last part, redress of grievance, is only the people of the United States. The Second Amendment does not give the citizens of the United States the right to keep and bear arms. The people's right to keep and bear arms. The Fourth Amendment requirement for a search warrant only pertains to the people. Not citizens. Now, at that time, the aristocrats who set this country up knew that they couldn't get away with doing anything overtly because everyone at that time was very, very well aware of what they had just gone through with their rebellion against King George. So it would be fairly difficult for the aristocrats to get the commoners to knuckle under. But they set it up for long term. The long-term, fast-forward to after the Civil War, where we had a lot of immigrants coming into the country because of the discovery of gold in California in 1849. So after the Civil War, we had hundreds of thousands of immigrants coming in, all being naturalized, and this was the time for the aristocrats to make sure that they established what they intended to establish at the beginning, because, of course, all of those from the revolutionary period, 1776, were long dead. But their aristocrat descendants, they knew very well what the plan was. And so in 1864, the Congress wrote both the 13th and the 14th Amendment. When people think of the 13th Amendment, they think that it prohibits slavery. That's just a cover, smoke and mirrors. The important part of the 13th Amendment is the prohibition of involuntary servitude. That protects those who pay attention to the words. That's why I said before, early in the show, words are so critically important. Pay attention to the actual words in the document. Don't pay any attention whatsoever to the so-called legislative intent, because legislators are nothing but a bunch of liars, and it didn't begin in this century. They were liars from the beginning.
Well, you know, as a person who's watched the political scene for 50 years now, and you a little bit longer than that, that's a part and parcel of a politician, to lie and then to lie some more, and then to believe their own lies, and then if it becomes the truth for them, and we got to put up with it.
That's exactly right, Ben, and that's why it's so important to understand that about the 13th and 14th Amendment. The 13th Amendment was the protection for the aristocrat class, the people of the United States, against the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is the enabling of United States citizenship, but citizen of the United States existed from the very, very beginning. It's mentioned in the first article of the Constitution, and in the Declaration of Independence, one of the complaints against King George is that he would not allow the colonists to make their own rules of naturalization. This was critical to the aristocrats when they wrote the Constitution, of course, that the Constitution provides that the laws for naturalization shall be uniform. And there's a misunderstanding about this, because everyone who has ever been naturalized has been naturalized under federal rules, even though they were naturalized in state courts. When the state courts naturalized people, they used the federal rules, and they were naturalized as citizens of the United States from the very beginning. So if you go back now to the 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the opening words, all persons born or naturalized, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. Now, the first words where the word naturalized is included. Why in the world is the word naturalized even in there? Because the following clause, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that already applies to someone who is naturalized. Because when someone is naturalized, they swear an allegiance to the United States, and they're already subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So when you understand that, and you then know that the explanatory clause, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, certainly did not have anything to do with naturalized. It had to do then with those born. All persons born in the United States, and it's absolutely impossible for anybody to be born in the United States. Nobody has ever been born in the United States, and it's an artificial entity. I use this example.
Well, I understand that, but one of the things that I'm going to at least appreciate is that this United States Constitution, with all of the amendments, what are they, 17 now, or I forget.
27.
How many, 27?
Yeah.
Okay, it shows you how far behind I am. But anyway, without 27 of those amendments, this thing has been operating for 232 years in a very successful manner that's allowed the common man. And I'll tell you what, I came from the commonest of common men, and yet I have lived an incredible life. I have done things that kings and princesses haven't done through the ages.
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind, Frosty.
Okay, just sock it to me a bit, but I got to tell you, I was able just...
There's only one communist country on the planet. We're living in it. The United States of America is the best, purest example of communism that you could find. Russia, China, Cuba, they're not communist. Those are totalitarian slave states.
Well,
they call them communist, but they're not. According to Karl Marx, communism is from each according to his ability to each according to his need.
Yeah, perfect socialist communist state.
Wait a minute. How do you best accomplish that tenet of communism? You just described it. You are able to succeed here in this country because in order to get you to produce more so they can tax you more, they allow you to keep more. if they made everybody in this country to be a slave like they are in China or Russia, you can't get those people to produce very much because they don't get to keep very much. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. And that can only be determined by each individual man and woman. What best motivates the individual to produce more, and the more they produce, the more they are taxed.
Right. Well, self-interest is the production mode.
That's what it means. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. If you let each individual determine their own self-need, and every time they want more, they produce more, the government takes more. It's just like a beehive.
Okay. Now you're talking. It's just like a beehive. Okay, now, even though it's a beehive, and even though we may be under some kind of a... The queen bee is the presidency, and the main bees that get to govern the whole thing are the 535 queen bees.
And then you got 325 million worker bees.
We got 325 worker bees, and you got 50 big king bees in the 50 states. I still say that even though that may be whatever form it is, and maybe not pure and not republic and not whatever, or even to the point of being communistic. This is, from what I have seen out there, I get to yell and scream, and I can curse the president, and I can write nasty things about the Queen Bee, and I can write nasty things about Bill Ritter here, and they can't take me off to the bee jail. So I'm
well, wait a minute, Frosty.
Huh?
Are you aware of the Patriot Act?
I'm very much aware of the Patriot Act.
Are you aware of what the government is? They got some bills in there now that they can come and pick up just about anybody anytime for saying whatever they want?
And I realize that, but if they come for me, I'm going to keep yelling and screaming. And if they come for enough of us that are in part of this deal, then they're going to find a big problem on their hands.
How are
because
they going
to? You know, there was a Japanese general that once said, and I think this is important. He says, if we attack the United States, this was in World War II. If we attack the United States, there is a rifle behind every blade of grass. And that means we don't stand a chance. I don't think the President of the United States or all the governors or all the senators or all the House of Reps could ever control us, the worker bees, because there is a gun behind... There's a gun in every house.
They don't They don't care about guns anymore. Haven't you noticed that they really stopped trying to pass anti-gun laws? You know what cell phone towers are for?
Yeah.
If you're with the range of a cell phone tower... You're within range of a weapon that'll put you on the ground in pain. You remember the pictures that you saw when they were invading Iraq where Iraq's military was walking out with their hands up?
Right.
They didn't give up. They were debilitated by a frequency device that totally put them down. They couldn't function.
Why aren't they using it all the time now instead of getting 4,000 of our troops killed off?
Well, but they say 30,000. The purpose of our sending our troops over there is to get them out of the United States so that we won't have any of that age people, the military-minded people, here to defend our company, our own country. Why do you think they're using depleted uranium in Iraq? Depleted uranium destroys the sperm in the ovum of everybody who breathes it. They're destroyed, and when they reproduce, their children are born terribly deformed.
That's correct. I know that.
So why in the world would our government be doing that?
We have a very sick president.
But it's not accidental. It's not accidental. They're doing it on purpose with a design. Everything they're doing is by design. And you can yell and scream all you want, Frosty, but you don't have any political clout.
None. Zero.
Three times on this show, you called yourself an American citizen. There's no such thing as an American citizen. If you want to have political clout, you need to be of the people of the United States. That's why I call myself, I'm Eric. Who are you? I don't have a name. My name is not Eric Uhuru. I am Eric Uhuru. A name is a designation assigned to property by the owner thereof.
Right.
If you claim to have a name, you're acknowledging that you have an owner. And when you acknowledge being a citizen of the United States, you've made a big mistake.
Well, I've made an assumption. And actually, I'm proud of the assumption because it's better than living in Cuba or Russia.
Wait a minute,
I don't care how.
But all you're doing there, all you're saying there, Frosty, is that as long as my prison is large, it's okay. But you're still in prison.
Well, I know, and I like and I appreciate the freedom of my prison because I can go out of my house. I can go to the store and go to the workout. I can write nasty columns.
But I don't know, Frosty, do you understand that you're only able to do those things because they allow you to?
Well, and so at least here versus Sudan.
Why do you say at least here?
Well,
why are you comparing it to any other country? I don't care what's going on any other country on the planet. I only care what's going on here.
Okay, and I do too. And I am thankful that I can go do as I please within the limits of the hive.
Frosty, you cannot do as you please. You can only do as they allow you.
Well, yeah, but what they allow me is a tremendous amount of latitude and longitude.
But they are restricting that more and more every day.
Well, that's true, and that is the fault of all the rest of the worker bees that are sitting on their butts and drinking a beer, watching.
No, it's not. You can't do anything about it either. I don't pay any taxes. I've never ever filed a tax return, and the IRS leaves me alone.
Boy, oh boy, this is an exciting conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Eric, Who Are You? And we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots. As always, the stimulating hour here with Republic Broadcast. See you on the flip side.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, oh boy, we have a caller on board. We got about 3 minutes left. Joe from Texas, you have a comment for Eric, sir, or a question?
Question. I've heard these arguments before. Can he cite any case law where someone's walked into court and use these arguments validly, with validity? Otherwise, I don't see the point.
Yeah, okay. Eric, you have an answer to that.
Every time I walk into court, I walk out.
Can you cite the case law? Give me a case,
no, there's no case I can look up.
All legal matters are public record.
I'm sorry, they're not.
So you were charged in court, but they didn't have a case against you. They didn't name the case.
They leave me alone, and they don't put anything on the record. We don't get past the opening statement. The first time I walk into court, in fact, here in Arkansas, I got a ticket for driving without a license about 4 years ago. So we don't have time for this. I mean, we're almost out of time. So because they didn't know me here then, I hired a court reporter and had her go into court and tell the judge that my position was that she did not have political jurisdiction over me. And I told the court reporter to tell the judge that I would be waiting in the parking lot. About 2 hours later, two state troopers came out and talked with me, and they went back inside. Then they came out 45 seconds later with the county prosecutor, who I knew personally, and he said, Eric, you're not coming back in, you're not coming in the court? And I said, no. And he said, why not? And I said, did the court reporter tell the judge that my position is that she doesn't have political jurisdiction over me? And he said, yes. And I said, well, and that I said, did she also tell the judge that if the judge felt that she had political jurisdiction over me to send somebody out here to arrest me? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you got two police officers here. I said, officers, did the judge tell you guys to arrest me? He said, no. I said, I'll see you later. That was it.
Okay, I'm going to about 35 seconds left here, so thanks for that question. And my one thought here, Eric, is, what are we going to do about this election? What about Ron Paul? What do you suggest to the American people?
They need to. There's no such thing as American people, but they need to get my 70-minute solution. They need to go on ericuru.com, watch that 70 minutes, and they need to get copies of that, and they need to send it to Ron Paul, because that solution, what it does, eliminates all taxation in the entire federation. Every tax in the entire country is gone, and instead we fund the government with six times more money by using the interest that's now collected on interest on loans to private sector borrowers.
And I appreciate that one, because we are paying well over $400 million a day.
We don't need have taxation is nothing but a euphemism for armed robbery. How in the world do you call yourself a free people when the government that you created to protect your freedom funds itself by pointing a gun at you? It's sick.
It really is. Ladies and gentlemen,
we need to understand that taxation is nothing but a euphemism for armed robbery, and there's no need for it. There's plenty of money, interest on loans, and we'll fix the money system, fix the Federal Reserve, eliminate the boom and bust cycles, eliminate the profit-taking foreclosures.
Can we get rid of the Federal Reserve also?
No, we need to keep the money system the way it is. Like, just take it away from the private owners and turn it into the People's Central Bank. Constitutional gold and silver money is a bad solution. It is not a solution at all. And we're out of time, so I can't go into it. But it's on my DVD.
Okay, we're going to go to www.erichuru.com, ericwhoru.com. Eric, thanks for joining us tonight on Connecting the Dots. Thanks for the questions out there. If you have more, come to my website or go to Eric at his website. It's always a pleasure to bring you new ideas, new thoughts. And tonight on Connecting the Dots, you sure got some new ideas out there. I appreciate you listening. Good night. God bless, and Godspeed. Frosty Wooldridge signing out. Gold.